K-Rock 955, this is The Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings, Kubota's Platinum Excavator dealer. Yesterday, it was a mini-elimination final to round out the season at Victoria Park. Bannockburn and Werribee Centrals were playing for that last spot in the top five. The Centurions held it by half a game, but Bannockburn 10-12-72 over the top of Werribee Centrals 3-8-26. Tigers co-coach Peter Riccardi, good enough to join us. Rico, firstly, congratulations. I believe a weird old day out there weather-wise. There was obviously that horrible injury to Centurion Luke Kasher as well. It's but you got the 4 points and you're into the finals.
Yeah, it was. It was a sickening incident for Luke, unfortunately. I think he dislocated his ankle and broke his leg at the same time. There was real concern there for a little bit. It was interesting because we had to wait for an ambulance to come and grab him, so he wasn't allowed to move from the ground. And, you know, the umpires come up to us and said, you know, we've got a half an hour to move him, otherwise the game stops. And that was, yeah, well, I think we had about 4 minutes to spare, so we're fortunate enough to win the game after that. So hopefully he's recovering well. I'm pretty sure he had surgery last night, and hope he's well.
Yeah, we do. We send our thoughts out to Luke and the Centurions family. It would have been a bizarre old way to not make finals, wouldn't it? Because I'm guessing they call the game off. It would have been shared points, and the Central's boys would have got in.
Well, having a look at the percentage, I think Winchester would have got in. I think they would have got up by about 1 or 2%. So Winch would have got in if that had happened.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. Well, probably it's a horrible incident, but probably a good result that we got a game of football played out in the end. And for your boys, obviously, a good result. You jumped them early and were able to keep them at arm's length for the afternoon. You must have been pleased with the way you started.
Yeah, it was fantastic. We started really well, and I think we had 10 scoring shots to zip in the first quarter. Obviously, Wilking with the breeze, and then I think we kicked 4 goals in the second quarter to 2. So that was pleasing, and then we just held them at arm's length, and we knew they had to score to win the game, and we didn't allow that, which was pleasing on our behalf.
Yep. Good little bit of momentum going into a finals berth. You're going to have to come out of an elimination final, which you haven't done in your time, I don't think, in charge of the Tigers. But do you think you can do some damage from out of the bottom half of the five?
Oh, look, we need a bit of luck, Kingy, to tell you the truth. But, you know, next week we get Jake Miles back and Josh Cole back. So Watson's probably still another week or two away if we can get any further than that. Look, we're in with a chance. We're the same with Geelong West and everyone else in the five. We just got to win now and keep winning to progress, and that's the reality of it. We knew that 2 weeks ago. So at this stage, we keep winning and we keep playing.
Yep. Familiar names playing well again. Tyquin, Harding, Stevenson, Jarks, Fulton, guys that you need to step up when you get to St Albans.
Yeah, that's right. BJ and Steve across half back were fantastic. Just stopped everything coming their way. But we've got a bit of synergy back in our back line. Chris Reek has come back. Tom Parsons come back from overseas where he's had to bury his grandfather. Josh Cole comes back next week. So there's a bit of synergy back there. So the boys are starting to actually gel well together. So the last couple of weeks, you know, we've restricted sides to scoring. Restricted them from scoring, which has been a pleasing thing for us. Matt Tyquin was massive. He's out of seen his ankle yesterday. He rolled his ankle on Thursday night and he just did everything possible to get up to play. He had a fitness test 11:30 Saturday morning. You know, he was hobbling around and, to his credit, he was probably the best on ground by far.
Yep. 8-day break might be handy then?
Well, yeah, that's going to help him, my word. So it's good in a way, but we need everyone on the track to, you know, keep the touch going.
Yeah. Rico, well done on the win. Another finals appearance for the club. I think this is 4 straight the year before you got there, and of course the 3 years you and Dash have been in charge out at Victoria Park. You're there and you can't win it if you're not there, so you've got the first part right, and a big one next Sunday against Geelong West. I think everybody looking forward to that clash out at St Albans. Well done. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jimmy.